Welcome to House Calls for Healthcare Professionals. I'm Dr. Bill Krause, Senior Director of Worldwide Health for the Microsoft Corporation in Redmond, Washington. You know, when you think about information technology solutions for clinicians, doctors and nurses, mobility comes to the forefront as something that's a must-have because, let's face it, clinicians are always on the move, and the solutions they use and the devices they use need to move with them. That's why I'm so pleased today to be doing a series of two special programs on House Calls in this special video edition, taking a look at some really compelling devices that are on the market for mobile healthcare professionals, and then in the second part, a look at a really great solution for healthcare providers that I know you'd be really interested to learn more about. But first, let's take a look at some of the devices on the market with my special guest, Hemang Patel. Hemang is the mobility specialist for our U.S. Health and Life Sciences group here at Microsoft. You travel the U.S., you travel the world sometimes, you see everything that's out there. We're going to be talking about a range of devices that work on Microsoft Windows Mobile 6 today. So let's start with telling me what's new and exciting about Windows Mobile 6.
Great. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for inviting me. We have Windows Mobile, and the key advantage of Windows Mobile is you have a very common user interface. And with that common user interface, we've allowed our partners to build vertically centric applications using Visual Studio and .NET Compact Framework, kind of port down these desktop applications down to the Windows Mobile environment.
And that's one thing that clinicians will find soothing, I guess, is the idea, if you're fairly familiar with the look and feel of Windows on the desktop or a laptop, making the transition to a mobile device pretty easy.
That's absolutely correct. And with the data connectivity that we have on here as well, you can get access to HIS and CIS systems using web services or single sync technologies. So you can transfer data to and from the mobile device very cleanly in a very efficient manner.
Now, it's interesting, over the years that I've been in practice around here at Microsoft, I'm starting to see lots of applications for mobile devices in the healthcare space, both reference materials and then actually applications to connect to your practice management or electronic medical record systems.
Absolutely. So you speak of Hippocrates in terms of medical information on the device, but then there's other applications that actually access these HIS and CIS systems, Global Care Quest being one of them, to get real-time telemetry, PACS and X-rays, and real-time video feeds down to the Windows Mobile device. You have Home Care Homebase, for instance, that allows for home aid, home health aid, to actually put point of care information in the field, right on a Windows Mobile device as well. You have IQ Max that we'll be speaking later that does transcription, dictation services on a Windows Mobile device, and physician rounding.
Wow, great choice. Thanks. So let's get down to looking at some of the devices. Let's start with the BlackJack 2.
Absolutely.
The BlackJack 1 was a real popular phone.
That's correct. And the BlackJack 2 actually has Windows Mobile 6 running on it. It's got 256 meg flash and 128 meg RAM.
Okay. So lots of memory.
Lots of memory in it. Very high power in terms of processor as well. It's got HSDPA for data connectivity. It's got GPS embedded within the handset as well. So in terms of ease of use and just overall power and functionality, it's a great device for the clinicians out there.
And I know this is actually one of your favorite devices.
It is one of my favorite
Why
devices.
Is that?
Battery life is key for me. Battery life, it gives me about a day in terms of web browsing, emailing, as well as a lot of conference calls because I'm on the road. So battery life is key, as well as the QWERTY keypad. So in terms of responding to email and receiving emails and just working on, for instance, Windows Live mobile services, right, mm-hmm. search services, you can also use this handset to access this application's functionality very efficiently.
And you do have a keyboard, a full QWERTY keyboard, if you're interested in clinical data input, which is important, although it's kind of hunt and peck a little bit, I guess.
That's right, yeah. So you do have a QWERTY keyboard, so it's not your 9-key touchpad, for instance. So you have that QWERTY keyboard, and you have also the upgrade capabilities to Windows Mobile 6.1 that was announced during CTIA. So we have this product called System Center Mobile Device Manager, so enterprises can kind of take advantage of that and do device management, software distro, VPN, mobile VPN, as well as security functionality on the mobile phone, so in terms of HIPAA compliancy and other factors that play into the clinical setting. This phone kind of ties in very nicely into that space.
Okay, and it looks like it comes in some nice colors here too, so that's pretty cool. So let's move on. You also have some devices from HTC here, and we'll start with the HTC Touch Dual.
That's correct. So the Touch Dual here, one of the key advantages of the Touch Dual is it has the Touch Flow technology from HTC. So in terms of efficiency to access applications on the handset, it gives you that very nice user feedback in terms of how to access different applications without touching the keypad as much, right? Also, it's got 256 meg flash, 128 meg RAM, and also has HSDP. It's a GSM device, so it's a world phone as well. And also has this slide-down keyboard. So in terms of efficiency to type in just normal phone numbers, it gives you that functionality right off the bat.
Okay, so that's a little bit of that other phone from that company that starts with A in terms of the touch interface.
That's right.
Nice keyboard, Windows Mobile 6.
That's right.
All righty. Let's take a look at this model.
So this is the Sprint Mogul device. And the Sprint Mogul device here is actually very nice for the clinical setting. And it has the slide-down keyboard here with the full keypad, so you can enter in emails. If you have also applications that you want to run on the handset in terms of touchscreen, this gives you that capability right out of the box.
So this is really what we used to call the pocket PC, which
Correct.
Is now kind of migrated into this phone-like device, basically.
Correct. And this this also has no external antenna, which makes the profile very nice and slim. It also has the slider on the side that allows you to get through that home page and other applications very much more efficiently. In terms of the data connectivity, it's got EVDO Rev A, which there's an upgrade for today, and there's GPS embedded in the handset.
So if you get lost out there in the field, if you're a home nurse, you can even find your way
That's
to
right.
where you're going or back to your office.
That's correct. That's
All
correct.
Right. And what we've done here is kind of migrate up on screen size. And last but not least, we have another device from HTC called the Advantage, correct?
Yep.
And I guess maybe the advantage is it's got a really big screen.
It's got a very big screen. It's got a 5-inch display, actually. It's got an 8-gig hard drive that's embedded within the device. You can also do video conferencing. So there's a video cam on the front and the back. This actually detaches from the keypad here. So you can just roll this out. So if you're a home health aide, for instance, you have a nice big screen to run your clinical applications on, as well as, for instance, if you have presentations that you want to display as a Salesforce, for instance, you can have an XGA output, which allows you to connect it straight to a projector.
And if you were doing wound care or wanting to take snapshots of a patient, I guess actually with any of these devices, but again, here you've got lots of screen real estate, which is important certainly many times in clinical applications.
That's exactly correct, yep.
All right, so terrific range of devices here. How about quickly pluses and minuses? I mean, you know, if I'm a doc or a nurse and I'm out shopping for one of these devices, some things to think about.
Sure. So if you look at these two devices in general, if I'm a clinician, both of them would run clinical applications pretty efficiently. They have a touchscreen. They're both Windows Mobile Professional devices. In terms of the basic phone functionality, I do prefer this device since it has a slide-down keyboard, the 9-key. Over this device here, but both are great for clinical applications and also for basic emailing, right? So if you want to take advantage of the Pocket Outlook and the Office Mobile application suite, both devices would do a good job for
you. And you already mentioned that you think battery life is superior in the Samsung device here.
That's correct. Yeah, generally, the more you run on the device, the less battery life you're going to have. So the Samsung, since it doesn't have a touchscreen, it's been made more efficient in terms of overall battery life.
And again, that's the Blackjack 2.
That's the Blackjack 2.
And in terms of, I mean, most it looks like most of the devices are coming out with now have either adequate memory and flash or RAM or the ability to add SD card or some other memory to it, because that used to be a limiting factor for me. I would load up on these applications and there was no room to go.
Exactly.
And that's no longer so much the concern.
That is no longer a problem. Yeah, most of them have either, actually all of them have a micro SD card or a mini SD slot, so you can go up to 2 to 4 gig extra flash space, right? In fact, the Sprint Mogul comes out of the box with a 512 meg micro SD card chip, so consumers can use that.
Plenty of memory. And I know as you've traveled the world and look around the world, I'm always talking about the fact that we're a little behind in the U.S., that the rest of the world, developed world, Asian markets in particular, are a couple generations ahead of us. One of the things that I'm really excited about is the use of video on these devices. And I
Correct.
Know there are some compelling scenarios out there that may bring literally telemedicine down to these devices.
Absolutely. So with any one of these devices, minus the Samsung device here, doesn't have an external video cam. But what they're doing overseas is generally utilizing the video call application on the device over circuit switch networks to do actual telemedicine.
Wow.
And we're looking at doing the same thing here in the United States with a video packet client, right, with some of our partners that we have.
So one day soon, you can be a global telemedicine center from your cell phone. Very cool. Hamang, thanks for joining us and being on the program today.
Thank you very much,
telling us about all these great devices. Next time on House Calls for Healthcare Professionals, I have another special guest, Paul Atkinson from IQ Max, a company that's doing some really great work on an application for mobile healthcare professionals. Until then, I'm Dr. Bill Krauts. For all of us at Microsoft, thanks for watching.